Amnesty is extremely concerned for the security of the civilian population because this is part of a larger pattern. And the pattern is that the what are known as ex-Seleka forces, which are essentially the government forces, have a record of attacking the civilian population in reprisal for attacks by these anti-government known as anti-Balaka forces. So when they can't catch the anti-Balaka militants, they go after the people that they believe support them, and they're very indiscriminate. And we've heard quite a lot of accounts already today of indiscriminate killings by these ex-Seleka forces.
What is the latest development on the ground following clashes this evening in Bangui?
Well, there was a surprise attack this morning by the forces that are known as anti-Baleka, which means in Songo, anti-machete. But they're essentially anti-current government of the country that took power in March after a coup d'etat. And we have very credible information that the attack this morning was made up of a number of child soldiers, mostly teenagers, 11 to 15. And they were driven out of the city, we understand, fairly early on. But on both sides, there were very serious attacks on the civilian population. So we've been receiving reports, and we have not yet been able to confirm all of them because the security situation is so tense, it's impossible to go to the places where the violence is occurring. But we are receiving consistent reports of killings of civilians, both by the Seleka, which is, or the ex-Seleka, which is the effective de facto government forces, and by the anti-Balaka forces, the Christian militias that are fighting the government.
How are the unarmed civilians reacting to this latest wave of violence, especially in Bangui and other parts of the country?
They're terrorized. People are staying indoors, locking their door. There's reports of different forces going house to house, looking, you know, for people and killing people. So people are staying indoors. They want to flee, but they're afraid to go outside. But essentially, you know, there's really complete lawlessness here, and people are only just hoping that international forces will arrive and restore order. But at this point, we're again hearing gunfire, and, there's just no control over armed groups.
What has the government in Bangui said about the latest wave of violence?
Well, first of all, just to give you a sense of the lack of order here, the Prime Minister's house was looted this morning. The Prime Minister is currently in Paris at an international conference, and his own residence was looted. So, you know, the government itself isn't saved from these kinds of problems. Reportedly, the president has called for a strong enforcement of the curfew. There's an existing curfew that means at 6 o'clock nobody is supposed to be out on the street. And, he said that is going to be strictly enforced. But we are hearing gunfire. We heard quite a lot of gunfire and also heavy weaponry in the morning. It calmed down quite a bit during the day, but now we're hearing gunfire again. So clearly the situation is not under control.
How are the civilians or the population receiving the news of the UN's decision to send in international troops?
Well, I think people, because they're so desperate for some restoration of calm and the rule of law, they're hopeful that with the increased international force that has a mandate to protect civilians, that in fact civilians will be protected. That is what people are staking their hopes on.